You do not decide the worth of the service that I'm offering. I decide the worth because I know the return of investment you're getting from this. What is it, fam? This is your host, May Bornilio, and welcome to the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for social media managers and service providers who want to grow a profitable online business. This is a space where you learn how to sign clients, bring in more income, and make more impact. All these without complicated tech or complex funnels. Instead, we'll go with simple yet powerful methods that you can use right now. Over the past years, I've grown from charging $2 per hour into growing my flagship program, helping service providers hit $5,000 to $10,000 cash months, all through socials. Social media can change your life if done right. And I am here to share with you the best lessons I've learned in this journey in hopes that it can help yours too. Let's get into the goods of today's podcast. What is your experience and background that justifies such a high price at the beginning? Here's the thing. Your high price can be high price for some, can be low for others, right? When it's a stretch for people to pay this much, it's either where they did not realize the value of it prior, right? Or they've not invested in something this high before. And sometimes it's not really high. And so one area, value, did they understand their ROI when they were reading the file? Or naturally, they just are not investing in this. So it can be either of the two. But from our side, what can we do is we can start. When people say that it's too high and not sure, it's not yet the time, it is often because they feel that it is such a big risk. Meaning, when does something become a risk? It's when they don't know the return of investment. It's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna invest $1,500 on this. I'm gonna lose that. That's the risk, and that's why they go into a panic mode. But when we tell them you'll invest $1,500, but then in parallel to that thought of $1,500, they have it in their heads, the return of investment of more time, more sales, more money, get spend more time with my family, and that extend our sales. And then it's a no-brainer, 1.5 to 1,500 to 15,000. Like, dude, take my money, right? So it's either they don't understand that, but then let's talk about this. What's your experience in and background that justifies such a high price at the beginning? Situation, persons feel at risk. She's not understand the ROI. I will answer this like in a script. We'll talk about it because we just did this in a chat. The fastest way for you to do this, without having to do a lengthy, right? The fastest way for you to inject some social proof that is aligned with them without having to do lengthy passion projects for others, like passion project is a thing, is to implement the thing on your own profile, screenshot it, right? So how could that look like? You could be setting your post for the next few days, which I know you are already doing. So you might already have some green in that inside. Number two, to implement what we call the 10 by 30, all right? Or you can even go beyond that. Let's say, for example, you're looking for coaches. You look for coaches and then engage with them, right? Engage with them. Some of them will follow back. Some of them will engage back. Whenever you get a follower, you send a welcome message. So that increases your profile visit and that increases your content interaction. So if you do that consistently for the next 3 to 5 days, I guarantee all your insights will be green. And then we'll just take screenshots of your insights and make it make sense for them. Let's say, for example, when your insights are higher, it means you're approaching more people. When you're reaching out to more people, your top of the funnel is green. It's working. When you have more visibility, you have more people who can convert to leads, who can convert to clients. I can help you. When you get yourself those screenshots, I can help you word it in a way that these screenshots will make sense for them. They don't ask this question of what's that for me? Like, what does insights mean for me? Well, if you have a good insights, you have people flowing into your funnel and we can shape your SO based on that. That's the first thing. Second thing is, let me just tell you this, guys, you don't need to justify your price to anybody. All right. Don't need that. Why? Because for an offer that is $100, same with $1,000, there will be buyers. If you're offering something of $100, some people might think it's cheap. Some people think it's expensive. This is out of your control. When you're selling $1,000, same. People might think it's cheap. Some people might think it's expensive. This is based on their perception of money and how they've been spending, right? Your perception of money depends on your expansion. Like, let's say, for example, the first time you bought a course for $50, it seemed a lot, right? Dude, $50 for what? For a PDF, for a video, seems a lot. This is the very first time you invested into something. And then you invested in something that is worth $2,500. Did the $50 matter now? Seems little, right? Seems small because your spending has been expanded. So if you're speaking to a client that has not spent $1,500 on support before, you are expensive. If you're speaking to someone who's spent thousands and thousands for it, you are not expensive. So if you just dig deep into this person, their perception on your price is not about you. It's about them, right? Let me tell you about this. The very first time I invested in a coaching program, I just quit my job. And I was choosing between paying rent or investing the program. Not advisable, but I invested in a program and I bailed on rent. Anyway, I have my house now, so what happened. It went well. So the very first program was $3,300. Dude, I thought it was going to be the end of my world. I thought bad, right? Because that was the first time. Prior to spending $3,300 on a course, I've not spent on anything more than $100. So to me, that was such a stretch, okay? Now that I've spent $3,300, when I see a course that is $100, $150, you know, to me, that's like low. Before, I couldn't spend that. And then I started spending on other things. I started investing on a program, which is $6,000. And now the latest one is $30,000. If I look back to $3,300, it's like one-tenth of what we're spending now. Now, how did that happen? It's because I spent more. If you presented me a $30,000 when I have not spent $1,000, I would be like, dude, this is insane, right? But now, because I'm expanded, you should think of this idea in a perspective of that client that you're talking to. They will say something is expensive or something is cheap, not because of your price, but because of their spending, which is not the same for everybody. So you are going for a niche that is willing to spend because they know the result. So perhaps sometimes when people say that, oh, this is too expensive, this is not good, it must be because they've not spent that much or they don't understand that spending that much will get them into a certain level. Okay? So just want to make that clear. When someone says you're expensive, it does not mean always about you. It's for them. They've not spent it. Not an ideal client. Remember who our ideal client is, our PP? The person who is willing and happy to pay. They're not happy to pay. They're not the ideal client. Okay? Don't let a person's opinion derail you. Okay? Just to make that clear. You're going to encounter this, by the way, a lot of times. Just want to tell you about something before I get into it. You guys saw that post that I did and I said, should you post your price? I did this TikTok and I was like, should you post your prices publicly or not? And I said, in our world, we don't post our prices publicly. We take people through qualification method, blah, 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 blah. And then I started getting these comments on TikTok, and that's what they say. Like, when you start to get bad comments, and that's when good shit is happening. And so I was so excited to get these bad comments. And these guys were saying, you know, not really, really bad, but in a mild way. And they were saying that if I were your client, I would have walked away. Like, that was a kind of a tone. If I read it, if I were your client, I would have walked away. And there's another person that says the same thing. If I were your client and I ask you something, I don't want to play these games. Like, you tell me the price, I decide if it's worth it or not. Dude, tell me, it's like, you're not my ideal client. Like, F off. Anyway, I'm feeling happy because, you know, because I always think that when you start to get the opinions of other people, it means you're reaching enough people and you're reaching the people who are the no's, the 50%. Anyway, totally not true. You do not decide the worth of the service that I'm offering. I decide the worth because I know the return of investment you're getting from this. I know. And how can I be sure that, how can we be relentless in selling OBS, for example, is because I know that you will get your return of investment. And we do everything in our power to get you to that level. And that's the confidence that we have in a program. And that's why, no matter what people say, because we know the worth of it, we are 100% confident. If you don't believe in it, then you're not my ideal client. Move on to the next. Okay? So just want to keep that. There are things you cannot control, and we don't want to even try to control them. We just do what we can in our world to make our offering the best as it can be in the market. Okay? Prepare for more. That's how you know you're reaching more, is when you're getting things that you weren't getting before. It's not supposed to be a smooth sailing thing, baby. You're supposed to have objections. The moment that you detach yourself from what others say, and people will always say, don't care about what others say. No, it's not easy to not care about what others say, right? But the moment you understand what others say is more about them than you, you set yourself free. So it's a continuous work. But every day, I want you to remind yourself, others' opinion is less about you, more about themselves. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for action takers who are ready to turn their goals into reality. If you found value in this and would like to work closely with me and my team and learn how to sign premium clients online, here's what you have to do. Go to my Instagram at makeithappen, that is spelled as at M-A-E-K-I-T happen, and send me a DM with the word OBS. That's letter O-B-S. My aim is to help social media managers and service providers turn your skills into an actual profitable business. We will teach you the strategies, the steps, and the tools that you need so you can be consistent in getting high-quality clients and serve them with confidence. Again, head over to my Instagram at makeithappen and DM me the word OBS, and we will have a quick chat to see whether or not I can help you scale online. All right, I'll speak with you soon. And don't forget, we have one life. Live it to your best today. Bye.